You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast brought to you by Lakewood Shep. 20% off MSRP cash credit on select vehicles, over 4,500 on the Sonic, over 12,500 on the Tahoe. You won't believe what you can say. Stop in, check it out right now at Lakewood Shep. Helene St. James from the Detroit Free Press joins us. First of all, Helene, have you had a tour of that spanking new facility in Detroit? Because from afar, it looks fantastic.
Yeah, I did. I think it was last month. Still a lot to be done, you know, kind of. I don't know if you watch as much HGTV. It's always like the last couple of months before the new house is ready. It looks like there's the most to do. But no, it looks phenomenal. I mean, the concourses just look incredible. I think it's the southwest end has kind of a it's open, or not open ceiling, but glass. So you get a real sense for being outdoors. You know, once you went into the Joe, like, it could be a blizzard outside. You had no idea. So it looks really, really nice, and kind of they went kind of with a Bell Center model as far as steep. You know, I think the new arena in Edmonton, it seems like it's more sloped. You know, this one is a Detroit and is going to be quite a bit steeper, so they want the fans to feel like they're right on top of the ice, and opponents to feel like fans are right on top of them. So yeah, I think it's going to be very exciting too.
And what's the seating capacity of that new one?
I think it's a little below 20 for NHL games. I'm not 100% sure on that.
So yeah, so it's not like a Tampa Bay 22,000 or anything crazy like that, which is smart. Now, Thomas Tatar. Rarely do we see players actually go through the arbitration process, filing for it. I understand why they do it. What's a number that you think both sides could ultimately agree on?
You know, I just think he's so comparable to Gustav Nyquist that he should fit in, right? I mean, you look at them over the past three seasons, they have the exact same 0.60 points per game average. Nyquist is at 4.75. I think, you know, from the Wings, I don't want to go much higher than that with Tatar. I mean, especially, you know, like, it looks impressive. He's three straight 20-goal seasons and 25 goals last year. We saw what Tyler Johnson just got in Tampa Bay, although he's a center and Tatar's a winger. But Tatar had 9 goals after 41 games this past season, and 3 of those were from one game. You know, I think the Wings just would like to see more consistency from him. And, you know, the playoffs, too, it's not exactly like he has impressive numbers in the playoffs.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's always a thing for a team that basically they were always in the postseason until last year, and now they're like, rebuilding's probably the wrong word. They're trying to retool in Detroit. Do you feel they've done enough to get back to the postseason?
Well, it's interesting, you know, because they just had so many players, probably half the team, really just put in so mediocre seasons last year. I mean, Peter Mrazek headlines the class. Riley Sheehan, no goals until the last game of the season. He had 2 goals last season.
Yeah.
Scored around a dozen each of the previous two seasons. Like I said, Nyquist and Tatar, both at the halfway point, were a big reason why they were in the dire straits they were in. Darren Helm, Justin Applicator, Danny DeKeyser. So, to me, you got to think some of those guys bounce back. And the other second thing is that power play was dreadful for the first 4 months. I mean, it was around 10%. And then the last 30 games, it was at 25%. And, you know, there were above 300, I think it was 310 or 309 man games lost to injury. They can be just a little bit healthier. And 5 or 6 of those guys who were so mediocre last season play better. You know, then to me, that's kind of, it's hard to predict what they'll do next season because they could be much better. You know, there wasn't to me anything they could do in free agency that would change them dramatically. I think Daly is a nice add. I think he'll be especially good for Danny DeKeyser to have somebody like him to play with a good skater like Daly. So, but you know, it all the improvement has to come from within for them to get better.
Yeah, they still got a lot of young players on that team. Now, you know, the one guy who isn't young was Henrik Zetterberg, and he was unbelievable last year for Detroit. Led their team with 68 points. Everybody, you look down, and everybody's dash 28 and minus 29 and 22, and here's Zetterberg, who's playing tough competition, and he's plus 15. Like, I looked at his numbers, and I thought he had maybe one of his best seasons ever, considering who he was playing with surrounding him. Who, like Dylan Larkin, what do you make of Dylan Larkin as the player? What does he need to do to improve?
Well, just to go back to Zetterberg real quick, the other interesting thing with him is Tatar, Nyquist, Mensah, you look at when they were at their most productive, it was when they got to play with Söderberg. Larkin, phenomenal rookie year. Guess who played next to practically the entire season with Söderberg. But going forward with Larkin, he played much. You know, they started him at center last season. He struggled, especially on faceoffs. They moved him back to wing. And then kind of the upside of when they finally were eliminated from the playoffs were, you know, like they could move Larkin back to center, let him get some good experience. He played much better at center the last month and a half of the season. And he really, really stood out at the World Championship. He was at 60% or something in the faceoff circle at the World Championship. And, yeah, you know, he played with very good players there too. But he held his own. I mean, I watched the Finland quarterfinal. He was out in the last minute taking faceoffs. Like, I think he really took a big step forward in between the last month of the NHL season and the World Championships. So I know they're going to start him at center next season. He's somebody, you know, they hope can just, you know, what is he? Is he Larkin the rookie or Larkin the sophomore? You know, what's he kind of going to stabilize at? And another guy they're looking for, to play a younger guy, to play a much bigger role is Anthony Mansa. You know, he got hurt the last five games of the season he missed or something, but he had started to play more, and you know, they're really pushing him to assert himself more. So there's definitely, you know, they want those younger guys to start pushing the older guys, similarly to how Datsyuk and Söderberg pushed Yzerman and Shanahan back in the dark ages.
Yeah, well, yeah, those are some fun times in Detroit. Now, you mentioned their power play was atrocious. You know, you bring in a player like Mike Green, who's been pretty good in the power play, and they've got a lot of other skilled guys. What was lacking on their power play for the first 4 months of the season?
They couldn't break the puck out, and then when they did, you know, they promptly lose faceoffs and then have to get set up, and by the time they got set up, everybody's PK was, you know, blocking around, and they couldn't get shots through. I mean, it was like you wouldn't have taken the odds on this. They went 3 months from mid-October to mid-January without converting on the road. Like, you know, you think one would just have gone in by accident. But, yeah, it was, you know, I mean, Mike Green's got to get his shot through faster. Like, ironically, one of their better guys on the power play turned out to be Cronwall, even as he's playing on one knee. But, you know, he's still got the smarts. But, yeah, it was just, like, you just sit and watch sometimes. And I can't remember anymore. But, like, they went through stretch after stretch of 5-on-3s, too, where they didn't convert, like, you know, I just started, oh, they're going on the power play. I'll go out, get up and get a snack because that was guaranteed nothing was going to happen.
You mentioned goaltending. They've got Jimmy Howard and Peter Mrazek. And Mrazek got to feel like a player who has a lot to prove, you would think anyway. He's a player, and we've had Kevin Woodley on break down his goaltending style. And, you know, he's somebody who might have to tweak how he plays and be less aggressive to be more effective?
Yeah, you know, that's what you hope, right? If you're the Wings, that he comes back with a chip on his shoulder. I mean, lost the starting job twice this past season, lost it the year before as well. You know, they promote his goalie coach last summer and say, pronounce Peter, you're number one, and he comes in and delivers this kind of season that he had. I mean, to me, you know, and then loses the starting job first to Jimmy Howard, then to Jericho briefly. Last part of the season, it was pretty much a switch between Howard and Mrazek last month or so. Then he goes to the World Championship, and, you know, the Czechs don't even think he's their best goalie. They went with their KHL goalie in the quarterfinal. So, you know, and then you're exposed on expansion, and nobody wants you. So, you know, if that doesn't humble you a little bit and make you realize, you know, I think he's just come to the stage in his career where he has to realize just how much hard work it's going to be for him to stand out. Now, benefits for the Wings is he's in a contract year, and that can certainly work for to a player's advantage that he wants to, you know, show that he should earn a big contract. So, yeah, you know, a motivated Mrazek would make a huge difference. To me, the interesting thing about last season, too, is if you just undo two injuries, Howard getting hurt in December and missing, I think it was almost 2.5 months, and Vanek, gosh, I mean, I can't tell you what a difference he turned out to make to the lineup. Like, Helm, Nyquist, and Vanek were the hottest line. Vanek got hurt about 3 weeks in, and Nyquist and Helm, you know, you didn't hear from them again. Like, for whatever reputation he has, Vanek turned out to be a really, really good fit in Detroit.
Yeah, he did. I think he had 38 points in 48 games. Any reason why they didn't re-sign him?
Well, partly it's to do, like I said, with Mansa. You know, they want especially him to play a better game. So I know part of it is a cap issue. I think if they had a little bit more cap room, they already would have done it. I'm under the impression he would like most of all to return here to Detroit. He has both a great friendship and great chemistry on the ice with Franz Nilsson. And actually, one of the better lines for a while was Vanek with Nilsson and Andreas Athanasiou. So I think from the Wings' perspective, they see Vanek, they kind of go over, okay, does he make the Wings better? Certainly in October, but is he going to take minutes away from a guy like Mansa? On the plus side, he'll make a player like AA better because Vanek is very creative, you know, a lot of backdoor passes and such that I wouldn't be surprised if something ends up being worked out. I just know that partly it's a roster situation, partly it's, you know, can they make him fit under the cap? You know, Vegas taking Thomas Nosek did the Wings no favors whatsoever as far as salary cap. I mean, they were probably hoping they'd take somebody like Sheahan and even Darren Helm and ease the cap situation a little bit, but they took a guy who, you know, essentially, I mean, they gained nothing as far as cap space.
Yeah, that was kind of a surprising pick, to be honest for me. I don't know if they were just like, okay, we don't want to take any more money. Now, you mentioned AA, Andreas Athanasiou. I'm not even sure if I'm saying that correctly or not.
Athanasiou. Think of it as see you later.
See you later. Okay, there you go. He's also an RFA, needs a new contract extension. And I know there's a lot of people, they look at the underlying numbers from him, 18 goals in 64 games, and feel there's a massive upside to him, obviously starting with his speed. What do you get the sense from Ken Holland and others in the organization? Where do they see him? What's his potential? Do they see this guy as somebody who can be a regular top six forward?
Yeah, I think top six, top nine, certainly in power play. I mean, his speed, absolutely. You know, I think they'd like to see a little more consistency in his assertiveness, both with him and Mansa. And, you know, you think they're young guys, early 20s or so. They're still, but that's kind of what they're hoping they're learning from especially from Henrik Zetterberg, just seeing how hard it is to stand out every single night, that it takes hard work. And that's, you know, to me, like, there's such a difference between when Athanasiou wants to assert himself, he can be a game changer, you know, because he has that speed and he has the hands to finish. You know, Darren Helm probably leads the league in unconverted breakaways, if only that were a stat. But Athanasiou can close. So, yeah, you know, he can create something out of nothing. But you can also tell some games he's just kind of, you know, the assertiveness just isn't there yet. So I think, you know, they like him a lot. And, I mean, he's certainly going to get re-signed and they want him to take on a bigger role, but they want him to earn it too. You know, they don't want to breed any entitlement into the locker room.
Yeah, that's fair. Helene, I really appreciate your time. Have a good off season. We'll talk to you very soon.
Sounds great, guys. Anytime.